Hello and thank you for tuning in. We're excited to share a powerful and transformative message with you, brought to you by the Transformers Global Leadership Center. Our vision is focused on raising a new generation of Christian leaders who are called to bring about personal, national, and global transformation. Whether you're looking to deepen your faith, grow as a leader, or make an impact in your community, this message is designed to inspire and equip you to fulfill God's calling on your life. And here's the best part. You can download and listen to all our messages online. Simply visit www.transformersglobal.org and gain access to this life-changing content. You'll find practical insights and spiritual guidance that can help you step into your God-given purpose. Thank you for being part of this movement. Together, we can make a difference in the world. We look forward to walking this path with you.
So my key goal today is to basically help us understand more about Transformers Global Leadership Center and why we are and where we are headed. And so this platform was created to help us unlock individual, community, and national greatness. Okay. The emphasis is on individual, and we believe that from the individual, it's going to translate to the community, and eventually it's going to translate to national impact. And why is that important? Because the success of any nation is not the number of natural resources, but the quality of its human resources. One of the things that drew my attention to nation building was in the university. I was preparing a seminar as a student. When I was a student, I used to organize seminars. So in one of my seminars, Obiageli Ezekwesili was the Minister of Education then in Nigeria. And while I was preparing that seminar, I stumbled into a speech he made. And, you know, I think it was a newspaper publication then, but to tell you that statistics is still stuck in my head. I will even try to, maybe after this conversation, I'll try to look for the new statistics and then see how far we must have progressed. And I was supposed to talk about brain drain in that conversation, to talk about education, things that are connected to brain drain. So that was when I stumbled into that article. And Obiageli Ezekwesili said that in America, I think 65% of American citizens are educated, university level. He's talking about tertiary education, yes. So, and he said that 65% of Americans are educated up to tertiary level. And I think he said in UK, it was about 55%, okay? Brazil was about 25%. And then South Africa was about 9%. And then by the time he came down to Nigeria, Nigeria was 3%. I was very shocked. Nigeria was 3%. And not just that Nigeria was 3%. They were saying that more than 60% of the 3% of Nigerians were unemployable. Unemployable means that they have gone to school, they have received education, but by the time they graduate, you give them job, they can't do the job because even the school they went through did not prepare them for the marketplace. So we are going to be looking at the educational level of an average citizen of Nigeria to be maybe at the place of 1% or 2%. So it was a very discouraging conversation for me. And then I saw a case study then. I think then in Nigeria, we had about 100 universities, both private and then public universities. It's about 105 or 100 and something there. And then America had 5,000 private tertiary institutions. 5,000 private. She didn't cite the public institution. She just only cited 5,000. And I don't think in Nigeria now we have up to 300 tertiary institutions in a population where we are estimating that we are up to 250 million people. 70% of that 250 million are within their school age. So it means that a high number of young people in Nigeria don't have access to quality education, don't have access to education. Those who have access to education don't have access to quality education. So which leaves us at the point where we can really say, where are we headed as a nation if we don't have quality individuals that run the country. Even though we have natural resources, we have arable land, we have, you know, mineral resources, we have a lot of things that we can say that is to our great advantage in Nigeria and in Africa, you see that we still live below poverty line. Reason being that it is the quality of the individuals, not the quality of the natural resources, that makes a nation great. Okay? So it means that all our efforts to change Nigeria, all our efforts to create impact in Africa as Nigerians would almost be a waste of time and resources if we don't pay attention to the quality of the individuals within that nation. Which is why I have, maybe you have heard me say a lot of times that I don't pay attention to any government in Africa that does not prioritize education. I don't pay attention, whether at the state level, whether at the local government level, whether at the national level. When you start talking about economic development, when you start talking about change, when you start talking about building the nation, and there is no emphasis where the budget, the, you know, things that has to go into education is not emphasized, you're wasting your time. Because how do you even grow an economy when you don't have skilled workers within that economy? It doesn't make any sense to me. So I just need to understand the purpose behind what we are doing. We want to intentionally build individuals. Okay, so while we are doing this using a spiritual platform, which I've explained why, and I'll say explain further, the goal is to start educating an average Nigerian with the intention of turning them to leaders who are going to make specific impacts in specific areas of the community, specific areas of the economy. A nation's struggle is a people's struggle. So whatever we struggle with at the national level is an indication of what we struggle at a personal level. Okay? So our struggle at the national level is a sign of what we are struggling at a personal level. Because whatever you see at the national level is just the evidence of what is existing at the personal level. Okay, so the fruit of a tree says a lot about the condition of the roots. So the root cause of Nigeria's problem is our inability to have quality individuals that will drive national transformation. So even in my effort and my exposure to politics, I've also seen that there is need for us to pay attention to quality individuals that will drive national success. So to change a nation, we have to begin with changing the people, okay? Our individual success is our collective success as a nation, okay? So we are trying to change the nation. The goal is to transform the nation, but the goal is to transform the nation by transforming individuals one by one, okay? So as simple as this may sound, for me, it is one of the hardest things to do in life. The idea is that even though success is easy, I was having a conversation with my friend the other day, and I was saying that success is actually easy. It is very, very, very easy to live a life of success. The reason why most people are not able to tap into the life of success is simply because they don't know how. A lot of people assume they know how. But any knowledge you can put into practice is a knowledge that you don't know. So sometimes you are going to ask somebody, do you know how to do this? They say, yes. I say, okay, do it. The person has an assumption that they have knowledge of that. But if they are not able to reproduce it, then that knowledge is absent. So most people are not able to produce or reproduce success in their life simply because they don't know how. Okay? And we don't have processes that help us to go through that knowledge of knowing the how. And at the end of the day, that is why we see a whole lot of people struggling, and then we see a whole nation struggling, we see a whole continent struggling. When we can't achieve success individually, we will fail to succeed as a nation, okay? So what I'm saying in essence is that in as much as the goal is to transform Nigeria, the real goal is to transform you. If we can't transform you, we can't transform Nigeria. If we can't get you to become successful, become independent, start and run a successful business, become a thought leader in a specific industry, then Nigeria is not going to change. So it means that my average, my intention or my overall goal for Transformers Global is that whoever that tunes into this conversation, whoever that becomes part of what we are doing, in the next 1 year, in the next 2 years, in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years, are going to be significant people within the society that are thought leaders in specific aspects of the society. That is the goal. Okay. And the intention is to help you understand the specific blueprint required for success. So nobody wants to be a failure. If I ask here who wants to be a failure, I'm sure nobody wants to be a failure. All of us want to be, you know, successful. Okay. So, but simply because we lack the blueprint required for success, success just simply becomes a wishful thinking. Okay. So our mission is to help you accomplish God's vision for your life. Okay. In simple terms, I will say that our mission is to help you succeed. What we are doing in Transformers Global is to help you succeed. Okay. We are going to help you do that through biblical processes that work. Before we started this conversation, even when I was praying through it with my wife, I think part of the challenge that we are facing in making this decision, initially, I think I shared some of those challenges with Eze at some point, was the fact that I was trying to balance it. Okay, balancing it in the sense that some of the concepts that we want to teach, how do we effectively communicate it, knowing that our foundation and source of strength is from the Bible. Okay, I can tell you that 90% of every decision I've taken in life that led to success was as a result of my relationship with God, not just even me thinking it or being wise or having knowledge, specifically as a result of my relationship with God. So the emphasis now was, when creating this platform, are we going to create a platform that will just educate people's mind, that is just going to talk to them about principles, about leadership secrets and this like that, and then we are going to remove the spiritual? So we came to a conclusion that it has to be a mixture of the spirituality and the principle. And as we go further, we are going to discover why. Okay? Because you are a spirit being, you have a soul, and you live in a body. So everything about you is not just physical. It is a spiritual element of your life. And that is why we are going to mix that conversation. So I don't even like using the word mix, because I believe that even the physical is as a result of the activities that happened in the realm of the spirit. So it's the same. We are the one that separate it, but it's actually the same. Our life is as spiritual as it is physical. Okay? And our life is as physical as it is spiritual. We can't really separate it. And that is why we are building on a biblical process that works. Okay? So irrespective of who you are, irrespective of where you are, what you do, where you are coming from, I believe that each and every one of us possess what it takes to be successful. The only problem is that we lack the how. And that is what Transformers Global is about. Okay? What we want to do is to provide practical principles, processes, approach that can guarantee success. Success in life is predictable. Anybody that tells you that success is not predictable doesn't really understand success. Success was designed to be predictable. Life in itself was designed to be predictable. So that is why when you buy a mango seed and you plant it in your field, after 2 years you come back, you can reap a mango fruit. Why? Because it was specific. You can't plant mango and reap orange. You can't plant a corn and then you reap yam. So a specific seed was to give a specific fruit or to give a specific result. That is how life is designed. And that is why a place in a portion in the Bible where he said, whatever a man sows, that is what he's going to reap. It means that life is a function of seed and fruit. What I put in is what I get out. Like they say about computer, garbage in, garbage out. It means that if I can understand how to get the right seed, plant the right seed, nurture the right seed, that means I am going to get an expected result. That is how life was designed. So that is what we want to help you do. Okay? Each and every one of us possess what it takes to be successful. We only lack the heart. So what are we going to be doing different? What we are going to be doing different in a nutshell is that we want to help you understand, gain practical insights, okay, on specific steps, those that I've learned personally, God has taught me personally, and then from the ones we can also learn with other individuals within the ecosystem of leadership success that can help us achieve what God wants us to achieve. And then the focus is on individual. As we go further, we are going to understand what I mean by that. But let me explain a bit. The focus of this program is on the individual. So the way we are going to structure it, the way we are going to run it, is not going to be us growing large. That is why you see me, I'm not really investing in a lot of publicity. I'm not really trying to mobilize a lot of people. Yes, I tell you to invite your friends, but I am looking at a process that is organic. Because the goal is to have focus on the individual. The goal is not to reproduce another church where we come for meetings, we have 100 people, and then something will be happening in someone's life at an individual level, and we are unaware of it. So we are designing it in a way that is going to be focused on the individual, and it's going to also help to create a system of accountable. One of the things that we have discovered about life is that every known high flyer in life, anybody you know in life that is making any form of significant impact has a coach. Anybody that you see that is making a significant impact in life has a coach. There is somebody who is involved in their life, holds them accountable, help them refine their vision, help them refine their thoughts, who is there to encourage them when they are discouraged, who is there to pick them up when they fall down, who is there to cheer them up and celebrate when they win. You know, so there is always that element of a cheerleader, a peer group that surrounds every individual that has, you know, achieved any form of success in life. So that is why you see, for instance, when it comes to like sports team, you know, you see a lot of people who get involved in a sports team ended up, you know, achieving, you know, a lot in life because there's focus, there's training, there's focus, there's a curriculum. So the training is not just any kind of training. There's a curriculum, there's a strategy, there's a path. You know, there's somebody to do correction, there's somebody to help refine, there's somebody to help guide. And at the end of the day, you reach your goal. That is what I hope Transformers Global is going to be. You know, it's going to be a place where we hold each other hand in hand by walking towards the goal. You know, unlike every other traditional system that has existed before now, is to help us work with each other hand in hand till we achieve that goal. So we want to build a network of community where every individual will be in a group and have the needed support required to succeed. Okay? So we will be empowering you to also empower others and then empower Nigeria's future. Okay? So if I'm to say it in a way, assume that somebody is here. We start training you, we start mentoring you. And in the process, you are empowered, you start training other people, you start empowering them. Those other people you are training, start training other people, start empowering them. If we do that for the next 10 years, I'm telling you, we are going to make a heavy shift in Nigeria's atmosphere. We are going to make a heavy shift, okay? So that is the goal of what we are trying to do. And then as I summarize, let me state that our vision is transforming lives, cities, and nations, okay? Transforming lives, cities, and nations. We believe that for us to transform the nation, the cities within the nation has to be transformed. And for us to transform the cities, we have to transform the individual. When you transform an individual, you transform a family. When families are transformed, cities are transformed, and then we end up shaping the nation. What Nigeria is lacking is value-based individuals who are going to provide value-based leadership that will shift the economy of the nation, okay? And I can tell you that we don't have groups that are intentional in doing that, okay? I believe that one of the reasons God has planted a church in a society is to help and do that. But there has been a distraction in us getting that done. There has been a distraction, and we have left the focus, we have left the emphasis of what it should be, which is living and building a value-based life, you know, to maybe pursuing individual success or pursuing money or, you know, some other esoteric things that happen, you know, within the superstitious things that happen within the church. The focus has always been to build individuals who have the character, the competence, the capacity to achieve the program of God for their generation. That was what David said. David said that, the Bible said that David served the purpose of God for his generation before he died. And that is what I am hoping will be the prayer of every individual here. That by the time we finish, by the time we end, each and every one of us will say that we have served the purpose of God for our generation. We have kept the faith and we have finished well. Okay. So our mission is to recruit, train, and empower a new generation of Christian leaders that will pioneer revival and transformation across the world, you know, through groups of 12 and mission-based organization. So we have three core values. We have three core values. The first one is community. It's community. Okay, so we are building based on community. So we don't want people who are going to operate in isolation, people who want to be on their own. We want to create a community. And the purpose of that community is for learning and to build support and accountable relationships. So the first value system of what we are trying to do is community. The second one is character. Character talks about trust and consistency. We want you to become consistent in life, consistent in what you do. We want you to be a person of trust. We want you to be a person that is dependable. So that by the time we hand over a family or a marriage or a community or a local government into your hands, we are sure the kind of results that we are going to get. I remember someone telling me when I was running for election that the reason he is giving me the support is not because he thinks I am going to win the election. He said that he's giving me the support because he knows that if by any means I win the election, he knows what I'm going to do when I get there. You know? And I understand what he was trying to say. Many people don't even really understand. In fact, when I was running for election, I was not sharing all my plans. These people who are very, very close to me that know my real agenda. It's never going to be business as usual. It's never going to be politics as usual. It's going to be something that we've never seen before. That's the best way I could describe it. Because I was willing to give in everything. I was willing to give all to provide exemplary leadership. And that is the goal we are trying to do. To raise no excuse leaders who will become consistent, who will become trustworthy, and who will move into different spheres of the society and begin to make meaningful impact. And the last one is courage. The first one is commitment. The first one is community. The second one is character. And then the third one is courage. Courage to take action. Courage to take action. God said to Joshua, be courageous. Be courageous. Because it requires courage to take action. So no matter all the training that you are going to receive, no matter how consistent you become as a person, if you lack courage, you will not be able to take action. You know, changing things in your life, changing things in your family, shifting things in your community is going to require a lot of courage. It's going to require a lot of courage. Sometimes when I was running for election, people will say, are you not afraid you could die? Some people will say, do you know who you're running against? Do you know how dangerous this guy is? And of course, were there attacks in my life? Yes. But there was courage that was leading and guiding the action. I was making it impossible for me to stop. So we want to equip people who are going to be courageous. Life is designed to be predictable. I've mentioned that. And almost anyone can become successful if they have the right attitude, the right approach, and the right environment. That is what we want to do with you in Transformers Global. We want to help you develop the right attitude through the community, help you to develop the right approach through character, and then help you, you know, to develop the right environment by taking courage to do what is required for you to do in order to achieve success. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible said, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. He says, only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. So you see, prospering and succeeding in all you do is predictable. So you can start something and it is predictable. What we are starting today, how many are we now in this group? We are about five of us having this conversation, okay? One day it's going to be 100 of us starting this conversation. One day it's going to be 1,000 of us having this conversation. One day it's going to be 100,000 of us having this conversation. One day it's going to be 1,000,000 of us having this conversation. Because success is predictable. If you put in the measure that is required to achieve success, you are going to get even more than you have put in. Okay? And these are the things that we are hoping that you are going to, you know, be getting from this process. What is our strategy? Our strategy is to build from ground up. Our strategy is to build from ground up. This is where I'm going to summarize it. Our strategy is to build from ground up. Okay? If we look at the book of Genesis, I want to show you guys the pattern of how God builds or changes a nation. And then, you know, we summarize it there. Genesis 1 verse 28, let me read for you. It says, then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. So see God's divine process. He says, first of all, be fruitful. Second, be multiply. Third, fill the earth, and the fourth is to govern it. It means that God's plan, God's supernatural plan, is not to raise an individual so that he will begin to govern a nation immediately. No, that has never been God's plan. Okay? God's plan is always to find an individual, get that individual to become a person of character and fruitfulness, and then help that individual to develop others, and then by developing others, they multiply themselves, and by multiplying themselves, they begin to cover. That is God's process of development, of change, of governance. So he says the first part is to be fruitful, multiply, replenish, or fill, and then govern. Okay, so if we are to follow the biblical pattern of transformation, it means that God says, first of all, he identifies a man. Okay, by identifying a man, he tasks the man to be fruitful and then multiply. Okay, you multiply yourself. And then when you multiply yourself, you multiply more of yourself. Then you fill the environment and then you can govern it. So if we look at God's process of building a nation through Abraham, he's called Abraham. He said, I'm going to make you a nation. Well, how did God make Abraham a nation? He first of all gave birth through Abraham. God gave birth through Abraham to Isaac. Isaac gave birth to Jacob. And Jacob gave birth to the 12 tribes of Israel. And the 12 tribes of Israel gave birth to a nation. So what I believe God is doing through us today is to identify us. Okay, I know maybe the way I'm saying it in your mind, you're going to be saying, okay, oh, maybe I'm the Abraham. No, each and every one of us is the Abraham. Okay, so you are the Abraham, and through you is going to come out an Isaac. Through you is going to come out a Jacob. Through you is going to come out 12 sons of Israel who now help to subdue a nation. So it means that from where you are, our goal, the plan and intention through this project is that you are going to become fruitful to a fourth generation, to the point that you are going to now give birth to people who are going to control and govern their environment. So that is God's system of change. The way we are trying to do it is not working because it's not really God's system. God, first of all, look at what God did with David. When David killed Goliath, they didn't just crown him a king. No, he went into a desert. The Bible said that the people came to him, people who were owning debts, people who were all kinds of things, his family members, they came to him, met him in the cave. From there, he started reproducing himself in them. And from reproducing himself in them, he turned to them to become mighty men of David. And one day he became king. And he became a king in one aspect of Israel. I think it was Judah. I can't really remember. He was ruling a portion of Israel for some time, and then eventually he started ruling the whole nation. You see, that is God's agenda. When Jesus Christ came on earth, you also see that principle of 12. Okay? So you see that God spoke to Mary through an angel. Say, you are going to have a child. This. Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. And it took years. It took 9 months. The child was born. The child grew for 30 years. You see God's processes. And then started preaching. And then he gave birth to 12 people. And then from 12 people, 120 people, from there the church was born. To the point that in a particular day, they multiplied to 3,000 people in a specific day. And the church has become global all over the world. How did God achieve that? By starting with one person. So the goal is to start with you. And that is why I am taking my time to help you understand the vision. The goal is to start with you, then to get you to multiply and fill the earth, and then to govern it. That has always been God's plan, God's program of nation building. Okay? Changing your life one at a time will enable us to change Nigeria. So we believe that by changing you and by changing people who will follow you, people who will follow you and I, over time, we'll give ourselves 7 years from now. We are going to raise a group of individuals who are going to be significant in the hand of God in shaping the nation. Okay? I just want to encourage you guys to be part of what we are doing. We've created different social platforms. Go ahead and join our different social platforms. Our website is up, transformersglobal.org. I know that some of us randomly enter the meeting and go. So we have also created an opportunity on the website for you to fill a form. If you want to join, you know, joining is free. You are joining to say, okay, I am willing to be part of this vision. I am willing to, you know, part of the process of this vision. You can just go to the website and click join now. And then you fill a little form there, and then you are going to join. And then I also want to encourage you to invite your friends. It's going to be more exciting from the month of November. Late November, we are starting a strong finish, bold start, preparing for the next chapter. And I'm going to be starting with the topic. It's a series that will run for 5 weeks. So I'm going to be starting with charting your path with purpose. Okay. So I'm going to make the flyer available in the group, and I want to encourage you from today, you know, let's start sharing it and start inviting people. People can join the group to be part of it and to be reminded on that day. This is going to be a very exciting conversation that will help you reposition yourself forever. Okay? Thank you very much. My prayer today is that God, who has connected you to this vision, you know, will make you stable and empower you to accomplish his design for your life. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Father, we thank you for this meeting. We thank you. It has been an awesome and marvelous meeting. Thank you for what you are doing in our life. Thank you for what you have promised to do. Thank you, O Lord, for the hope and the promise you have for our great nation of Africa. Thank you, O Lord, that what you have, that you are planning to do, you are going to start doing with us at our individual level, transforming our families, transforming our communities, and eventually transforming our nation. Lord, I thank you for everyone here. I ask, O Lord, that they will be bold with this word that is coming into their heart. Like a seed planted, it will grow, it will germinate, it will bear fruit. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. Please do follow us on our social media handles on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Transformers Global LC, on Twitter X at TGlobalLC.